United Nations Women Praise Women Advancements in Indonesia. Rama Sidki Pratama has the story.
The UN Women's Representative in Indonesia and ASEAN, Ulzi Soran Damsran, praised the role of Indonesian women worldwide. In an interview on VOI Talk with the RRI Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday ahead of the International Women's Day, she said that Indonesian women leaders are now visible on global platforms.
And for the country, it's an important achievement that women started to actively engage. They're very visible. You know, Indonesian women leaders are very visible in global platforms. And we want to see more of those to be also confirmed and such practices to be further built by Indonesia at all levels of its governance and, of course, in its voice in international affairs.
Damsran also highlighted Indonesia's efforts to increase women participation in the workforce by 25%, calling it a strong effort. She praised Indonesia's gender-sensitive budgeting, saying it is solid and well-founded. International Women's Day, first celebrated in 1911, is now promoted by the United Nations and is a day to support the progress of women around the world. Pramasiki Pratama reported for Voice of Indonesia.
President Prabowo is pushing several government priority programs, one of which is the construction of public schools for poor and extremely poor families. More information will be reported by Dora Pardede.
President Prabowo Subianto held a meeting with the Red and White Cabinet at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. He discussed several government programs, including improving education access, strengthening the village economy, and fight against corruption. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs Bima Arya said the President emphasized the importance of education for all Indonesian children, focusing on developing public and excellent schools.
He will build public schools, excellent schools, and improve educational facilities to each remote areas, as well as infrastructure for learning.
Meanwhile, Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf said the President urge speeding up the construction of public schools. He encouraged working with local governments to open public schools quickly, especially for children from poor and extremely poor families. These schools will be boarding schools starting from elementary to vocational high school. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The Financial Services Authority sees Danantara playing a strategic role in boosting the performance of state-owned enterprises and increasing investment to support national economic growth. Again, Dora Parede reports.
The Financial Services Authority has welcomed the launch of the investment management agency Danantara, recognizing its strategic role in enhancing the performance of state-owned enterprises. This was shared by Chairman of the Financial Services Authority Board of Commissioners, Mahendra Siregar, during a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday. Mahendra explained that Danantara is also seen as capable of developing a more comprehensive strategy, particularly in increasing investments from the funds it manages to support and drive national economic growth.
Badan Pengelola Investasi Danantara, BPD Danantara, yang kami pandang,
the investment management agency Danantara is expected to play a strategic role in supporting the improved performance of the state-owned enterprises. It can implement a more comprehensive strategy, especially to increase investment from the funds it manages to strengthen and boost national economic growth.
Mahendra Siregar emphasized that under Law No. 4 of 2023 on the development and strengthening of the financial sector, the Financial Services Authority will oversee the financial industry, including state-owned banks, ensuring good governance and proper risk management. The authority will also collaborate closely with the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises and Danantara to achieve this goal. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian House of Representatives Commission 7 is working on the new tourism law to keep policies in line with current trends. This law continues from the previous session and is part of the 2025 national priority. Commission 7 is involving tourism stakeholders and associations from various regions for input. Deputy Chair of Commission 7, Rahayu, stressed the importance of improving the quality and sustainability of Indonesia's tourism. She hopes the new law will greatly benefit the community and help develop competitive tourist destinations. Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary, titled Action to Accelerate Women's Equality and Empowerment of Women.
Voice of Indonesia's commentary today is on accelerating action and empowerment of women. Women have a very important role in society, from being mothers, wives, to leaders and decision makers. However, many women still face discrimination, violence and inequality in various aspects of life. March the 8th every year is commemorated as International Women's Day, which is a global day to celebrate the social, economic, cultural and political achievements of women. This day also marks a call to action to accelerate women's equality. International Women's Day has been around for more than a century, with the first meeting in 1911 supported by more than 1 million people. Today, International Women's Day belongs to all groups collectively everywhere. Quoted from the unwomen.org site, the theme of International Women's Day 2025 is for all women and girls, rights, equality, empowerment. This theme is very relevant to the current situation when women still face many challenges and discrimination in various aspects of life. This year's International Women's Day reminds everyone of the importance of accelerating action for gender equality. In fact, women's rights are not only about gender equality, but also about social, economic, and political justice. Women have the right to education, work, and health, both physical and mental, which are the same as men. However, there are still many women who have not achieved equality and are even faced with discrimination in various aspects of life. Therefore, action for gender equality must continue to be encouraged and accelerated. Some things that can be done include advocating for policies and programs that support equal rights for women and gender equality, raising awareness and education about its importance, and supporting and strengthening the role of women in society. By accelerating action for gender equality, a more equal, just, and prosperous society for all can be built. Happy International Women's Day 2025. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia.
Waktu, padai. Detak jantungku memuji dirimu. Dalam setiap hembus nafasku
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, it seems that we must end our togetherness on Indonesia today. I am Ahmad Faisal and also the crew on duty would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program. And also we hope that what we have already given to you can improve your insight and also feel enjoyable on our segments and programs. Just make sure that you will never be alone, because we will always be with you to accompany your time, activities, all your days with our news, information, cultures, songs, and many more about Indonesia. And to all of you, especially for Muslim, who would like to break your fasting, I hope that you can enjoy your fasting, enjoy your break in fasting with your family, with your friends, or
your college. The more the merrier. We hope that what you have already done can be your goodness and can improve and increase about your maybe togetherness and also friendship with your friends and also love, dedication, loyalty to your family and also with friends. And listener, also we hope that stay tuned. So please don't go anywhere. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id and still with our, you know, when you want like you would like to learn about Indonesian language, we have also another segment. This is what we call that Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, and also our music corner, including our Indonesian wonder that would like to accompany you, and also our Indonesian songs that even that would like to entertain you and accompany you for today's edition. Have a nice day and bye bye. Now, as the next song that would like to accompany you, the song is from Bunga Citra Lestari, Cinta Sejati.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. Stay tuned. You listen to a conversation entitled Adu, which means ouch, oh, or wow, depending on the context. Adu is an interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. If you want to express pain, adu means ouch. If you want to express surprise, adu means oh, or wow. This conversation takes place between Chris, a gemstone seller, at the Gemstone Craft Center in Martapura. Chris expressed surprise at the price of a ring decorated with an expensive sapphire stone. Let's listen to their conversations.
Berapa harga cincin batu sapphire ini?
3 juta rupiah. Ini sapphire biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Aduh, mahal sekali. Aduh, mahal sekali. Which means, oh, that's very expensive. Mahal sekali. Mahal sekali, which means very expensive. Berapa? Berapa? Which means how much. Harga? Harga, which means price or cost. Cincin? Cincin, which means ring. Tiga? Tiga, which means three. Juta? Juta, which means million. Rupiah. Rupiah, which means Indonesian rupiahs. Sapphire biru, which means blue sapphire. Asli, which means original. Martapura, which refers to Martapura City in South Kalimantan. In the conversation, you hear the statement, aduh, mahal sekali. Aduh, mahal sekali. Which means, oh, that's very expensive. In this sentence, there is an interjection, aduh, which means oops, or ouch, or oh, which functions to express a feeling of surprise. In this sentence, the word aduh, which means oh, is followed by an expression about something that causes surprise, namely mahal sekali, which means very expensive. The expression mahal sekali, which means very expensive, refers to the price of the blue sapphire ring, which according to Chris is very expensive. Now, let's listen to other examples of the use of interjection adu, which means ouch or oh, or to tell surprise expression in another sentence. Aduh, dompet saya ketinggalan, which means, oh my, I forgot my wallet. Aduh, saya ketinggalan pesawat, which means, my, I missed my flight. Martapura is the capital of Banjar Regency in South Kalimantan Province. Martapura is known as the Diamond City because it has natural resources of precious stones and is a center for precious stones craft in Indonesia. Typical precious stones come from Martapura, including diamonds, emerald, rubies, sapphires, and carnelian. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Berapa harga cincin batu safir ini?
3 juta rupiah. Ini safir biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Aduh. Aduh. An interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. To meet again with more lessons, I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Papua titled Tak Tinggal di Papua. Written by Stephen Welly, this song is performed in the Papuan language and tells the story of someone deeply missing his hometown in Papua. The lyrics beautifully capture the essence of Papua's natural wonders, namely its majestic mountains, lush valleys, serene beaches, and the iconic bird of paradise. It's a song that makes you feel like your heart is left behind in the beauty of Papua. Well, listener, here is the song Tak Tinggal di Papua by Pacheno Gay. Enjoy!
Tenggelam di dasar pasir, laut biru. sabar di hati dan tak terbendung lagi waktu itu. Lama memang ku tunggu kedatanganmu, sobat karibku. Datang telegram darimu 2 hari yang lalu.
Tunggu aku
di stasiun kereta itu 1:00. Kupacu sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum rindu. Traffic light aku lewati, lampu merah tak peduli, jalan terus asik. Di depan ada polantas, wajahnya begitu buas, tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas, tancap gas sampai stasiun kereta 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba 1:00. Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam mungkin biasa. Kabar darimu 2 hari yang lalu, tunggu aku di stasiun kereta itu 1:00. Kupacu sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum rindu. Traffic light aku lewati, lampu merah tak peduli, jalan terus. Di muka ada polantas, wajahnya begitu buas, tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas, tancap gas sampai stasiun kereta 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba 1:00. Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam cerita lama. Sampai stasiun kereta 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba 1:00.
Thank you. terbaik untukmu, kan ku jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kesengsaraan, agar dapat melihat surga, agar dapat melihat surga. Kepalkan tangan dan halau setiap panasnya. Kenapa harus takut pada malam hari? Nyalakan api dalam hati, usiri segala kelamnya, usiri segala kelamnya, usiri segala
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world. Dari Jakarta inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Selamat malam pendengar di seluruh dunia. Saya Agus Santika, senang rasanya dapat menemani Anda kembali pada hari ini. Selama satu jam ke depan, dalam siaran berbahasa Indonesia, saya akan menyajikan beragam informasi, musik terbaik, dan budaya Indonesia yang mempesona. Mengawali siaran hari ini, kita simak terlebih dahulu warta berita dari dalam negeri yang akan dibacakan oleh Sumarno.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia, dalam warta berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Danantara berperan strategis dalam peningkatan kinerja BUMN dan investasi. DPR dorong revisi Undang-Undang Kepariwisataan Berkelanjutan. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Otoritas Jasa Keuangan menyambut baik diluncurkannya Badan Pengelola Investasi atau BPI Danantara yang dinilai akan menjalankan peran strategis dalam mendukung peningkatan kinerja Badan Usaha Milik Negara atau BUMN. Hal tersebut disampaikan Ketua Dewan Komisioner Otoritas Jasa Keuangan Mahendra Siregar dalam konferensi pers hasil rapat Dewan Komisioner Otoritas Jasa Keuangan bulan Februari 2025 di Jakarta Selasa. Mahendra Siregar mengungkapkan, Danantara juga dinilai dapat menetapkan suatu strategi yang lebih komprehensif, terutama untuk meningkatkan investasi dari dana yang dikelolanya dalam rangka memperkuat dan meningkatkan pertumbuhan perekonomian nasional.
Badan Pengelola Investasi Danantara, BPI Danantara, yang kami pandang akan menjalankan peran strategis mendukung peningkatan kinerja BUMN yang dikelola dan tentu juga bisa menetapkan satu strategi dan pelaksanaannya yang lebih komprehensif. Nah, utamanya tentu adalah juga untuk meningkatkan investasi dari dana yang dikelolanya untuk memperkuat dan meningkatkan pertumbuhan perekonomian nasional.
Mahendra Siregar menegaskan, sesuai dengan Undang-Undang Nomor 4 Tahun 2023 tentang pengembangan dan penguatan sektor keuangan, Otoritas Jasa Keuangan akan tetap mengawasi industri jasa keuangan, termasuk bank-bank BUMN agar proses bisnisnya mengedepankan good government, prudential privilege, dan praktek manajemen risiko yang baik. Dalam konteks itu, menurut Mahendra Siregar, Otoritas Jasa Keuangan akan melakukan koordinasi dan komunikasi yang intensif dengan Kementerian Badan Usaha Milik Negara dan BPI Danantara, sehingga hal yang baik tadi dapat dicapai dan dilaksanakan sesuai dengan tujuan. Berita selanjutnya, Menteri Perindustrian Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita menyatakan industri manufaktur domestik terus mengalami pertumbuhan sekaligus menyerap tenaga kerja baru lebih banyak dibanding angka pemutusan hubungan kerja atau PHK. Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita di Jakarta Selasa menjelaskan, memang benar ada penutupan beberapa pabrik dan terjadi PHK, oleh karena itu pihaknya memastikan terus berupaya meningkatkan investasi baru di sektor manufaktur, serta mendorong munculnya industri baru untuk mulai berproduksi sehingga menyerap tenaga kerja lebih banyak. Ia menjelaskan, berdasarkan data dari Sistem Informasi Industri Nasional, pada tahun 2024 jumlah tenaga kerja baru yang diserap industri manufaktur yang mulai berproduksi tahun 2024 mencapai 1.082.000 tenaga kerja baru. Angka ini lebih besar dari jumlah PHK yang dilaporkan ke Kementerian Ketenagakerjaan. Berita terakhir. Komisi 7 Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat Republik Indonesia tengah menyusun rancangan undang-undang kepariwisataan untuk memastikan kebijakan pemerintah relevan dengan perubahan zaman dan memenuhi kebutuhan pariwisata di Indonesia. RUU ini merupakan salah satu RUU carryover atau melanjutkan pembahasan rancangan undang-undang dari periode sebelumnya ke periode berikutnya yang masuk dalam prolegnas prioritas tahun 2025. Dalam proses penyusunannya, Komisi 7 DPR RI melibatkan para pelaku dan asosiasi pariwisata di berbagai daerah di Indonesia. Hal ini dilakukan untuk mendapatkan masukan dan memastikan bahwa RUU tersebut dapat mengakomodasi kebutuhan seluruh pemangku kepentingan. Melansir dpr.go.id di Jakarta Selasa, Wakil Ketua Komisi 7 DPR RI Rahayu Saraswati menekankan pentingnya peningkatan kualitas dan keberlanjutan pariwisata Indonesia.
Harus ada perbaikan di dalam kebijakan kita, undang-undang kita, supaya memperhatikan keberlanjutan, memperhatikan quality tourism, bisa mendengarkan langsung keluh kesah maupun juga laporan dari para pengusaha di sektor pariwisata, yang tentunya itu akan sudah kami catat, akan kami bawa kembali untuk pembahasan, tapi juga secara eksekutifnya kan yang menjalankan.